3:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching a Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, tensions are boiling over in northern Nigeria following 2 days of military crackdown against Shia Muslims that reportedly left over 1,000 people dead. Several senior members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria are among the victims. Meanwhile, the movement has confirmed that the army has arrested top Shia Muslim cleric Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki. We have more details in this report.
Tensions continue to flare up in northern Nigeria following a deadly crackdown by the country's army against the Islamic Movement in Kaduna State. According to local residents, soldiers backed by tanks invaded a Shia Muslim neighborhood in the city of Zaria on Saturday, killing dozens and injuring many more. The attack happened as hundreds of Shia Muslims had gathered outside their conventions hall for a ceremony.
It really is outrageous that this seems to be an army of thugs out of control, killing innocent people and committing genocide.
Hours later, troops attacked and killed a number of supporters of the country's top Shia cleric and leader of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki. They also raided the cleric's house, torching and destroying it while taking him and his wife into custody. The Islamic Movement of Nigeria and Zakzaki's daughter have confirmed the arrest, saying the sheikh and his wife were taken to a hospital.
They're shooting us as if they're fighting an army. And of course, I don't know if they will be held responsible, like they've never been held responsible for anything they do.
In a statement, the movement spokesman Ibrahim Musa said several senior figures, including Sheikh Zakzaki's deputy Sheikh Turi, were among the dead. He said the attack was so brutal that even those injured in the shooting were found and killed in cold blood by the soldiers. The exact cause of the incident is still not clear. Authorities accused the cleric's supporters of trying to assassinate the country's army chief, a charge Sheikh Zakzaki and his movement have vehemently rejected.
Anyone who knows a lot about the Nigerian military knows that they unfortunately do not need a lot of provocation.
The violent crackdown against Shia Muslims is not the first of its kind. Last year, troops opened fire at Shias who were holding a peaceful demonstration to condemn Israeli atrocities against Palestinians. The attack left at least 30 followers of Sheikh Zakzaki, including three of his children, dead. The latest incident has sparked international condemnation, with human rights groups calling the attack on a peaceful gathering a violation of religious freedom in the African nation. The attack came at a time Nigeria is allegedly struggling to contain Boko Haram Takfiri militants who have been creating mayhem across the region. It is believed that the Nigerian government has launched a battle against the Shia community in order to divert international attention from its inability to fight terrorists. However, the question arises as to why authorities would single out a community that has itself been a victim of the Takfiri militants. Just 2 weeks ago, the community suffered a deadly bombing by the same militants.
They can't fight Boko Haram because they are Boko Haram. The government of Nigeria is controlled by Tel Aviv, by Washington. This is well known. Nigeria government doesn't do anything. Goodluck Johnson and this new guy, they don't do anything without getting a letter, approval, a permission slip from their masters in Washington who are wagging their tails.